listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A 59-year-old Spalding man has been charged over the alleged deliberate fires lit in Bluff Point that threatened lives and homes. Police allege the man lit a fire behind a Charles Street house just after 5:45 on Monday evening before walking towards Crowthurton Street to light a second. He is set to face court next week. The Nationals have vowed to create a resilience and recovery agency if they're voted in at the next election. The announcement timed 3 years on from Cyclone Seroja, which left devastating impacts across Carnarvon to Kalbarri. Shadow Emergency Services Minister Martin Aldridge says they need recovery efforts from people embedded in vulnerable communities.
Despite Cyclone Seroja being the most significant natural disaster to hit Western Australia, there's still been no independent examination or review or inquiry as to how we might learn and how we might do things differently in the future.
Some mobile phones might not be able to make voice calls within months as a national 3G network closure fast approaches. It means older devices, which solely rely on 3G to make calls, won't be able to after June 30th as Telstra shuts down its 3G network with Optus to follow in September. The group's Mike Marram says affected customers need to take action to stay connected to their network.
If you use your device to make and receive calls, it must support voice calling over 4G, known as VoLTE, and have VoLTE enabled in the settings. We're urging Aussies to check their devices.
In sport, the Geraldton Buccaneers will head south this weekend, the side gearing up to take on the Southwest Lammers at Eden Recreation Centre tomorrow night. A doubleheader weekend, they'll also play against Mandra on Sunday. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.